Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 23rd day of January 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We'll be going over all the latest financial developments, taking your phone calls. And we've also got, for our third visit with us, John Taylor Gatto, the education expert on the history of education in the last 200 years, how by design, in their own governmental and institutional documents, how the dumbing down, how the destruction of the minds of the population were carried out at the educational level. Then, of course, there's also the chemical level, and we'll be breaking down some in the third hour with an excellent piece, just a little 10-minute piece that I saw on YouTube that is extremely accurate. And we're going to be posting that up on PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, everywhere. Hopefully so we can educate the public about what's happening with the sodium fluoride. They know it's brain damaging people. They know it's reducing IQs. Even if you don't drink it, you absorb it in the bathtub or the shower, or when you're at the gym drinking out of a water fountain, or when you brush your teeth. Massive levels of it. It's in most foods, almost all processed foods that have water in it. Now they're not just adding it, quote, to water for children, for babies, but now they're saying adults need it. They just care so much about us. They want to make sure, to the point of where the federal government will spend $10, $20, $30 million over several years in the case of Los Angeles, or in the case of San Antonio, Texas. They had like a 10-year program in San Antonio until they finally get it in place. So we'll be going over that for you. I know we talk about this quite a bit here, but the general public still doesn't understand, still isn't fully aware of what's happening. Now, you talk to the majority of people, they don't want it in their water, but why does it stay in the water? Why are they accelerating total fluoridation? We'll be discussing that coming up in the third hour today. Also, Paul Watson has written an excellent report that is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Let market crash now or face financial train wreck. Expert encourages facing reality that stocks are overvalued due to weak dollar, but Fed set to continue with dangerous sweeping rate cuts. That is coming up. Also have comments on this. Internet suicide cult rips apart town as 7 young people hang themselves. Where does this emanate from? Why is this happening? This is a subject I've been on for more than a decade. We'll tell you exactly why this is happening. Also, Hamas spent months cutting through Gaza wall in secret operation. Mubarak, Palestinians were allowed into Egypt on my orders. Also, globalists want a tax on television and video games. This is from TruthNews.us. Over 2,000 complain of fever. Government says it's nothing, but the media is hyping it, saying it could be bird flu. That is just some of what's coming up today in the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. Also, if you don't want to call into the show, but you have a question, a comment, a statement about the economy, where you think it's going, I do read over daily while we're here on air the PrisonPlanet.com forums. Also, I scan routinely and get a lot of great tips and breaking news from RonPaulWarRoom.com. I'll be looking at that closely if you have any comments or questions as well. Absolutely jam-packed broadcast lined up for you today right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Financial news and a lot more straight ahead.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Stocks opened this morning at around 11,800. On the Dow Jones Industrial 30, they went up for a brief time to 11,970 and have now plunged down to below 11,800. That's where we stand right now, below 11,800 at 11,700 and change. That's what the graph shows here on CNBC, but I'm looking at another graph from CNN. And it says 11,786.58. The NASDAQ is at 2,225.34, or down 66.93. And the S&P 500 at 1,284.97, or down 25.53, or 1.95. And that's really bad news, because with a 75 basis point cut in the number, you would think that with that type of massive interest rate cut, you would see a buoying in the stock market. That's why they supposedly did it. And even doing that, the market is now down below 11,800 from a high of late last year of 14,000. Now, they call a correction a 10-point drop. This is a lot more than a 10-point drop. In fact, it is now approaching a 20-point drop, or double a, quote, correction. There's now a national debate, and different governmental agencies are arguing about if we've entered a recession. We have been in a real recession for decades. In the last 6 years, the average income only lost $1,000. I guess that's okay. Again, how is that a boom when the average person pay went down $1,000? We have real unemployment at around 15%. Inflation now sits, with the latest numbers coming out, at 16%, up from 13, and we're only 23 days into the new year, already a 3% increase in inflation, according to the institutions that do put those numbers out. The federal government no longer puts out the M3 money supply. Bottom line, this is very, very serious. I mean, look, there's so much financial news. Let me just read headlines. The investors exiting stock funds are urged to wait. Reuters: tumbling global equity markets prompted millions of American investors to switch stock funds for bond portfolios, but financial advisors are urging them to stop hasty sales that might just make a bad situation worse. They're saying if you keep pulling out, that'll accelerate the decline. Meanwhile, for the last 3 years, big money, institutional investors, sovereign wealth has been pulling out of the market and going into transportation, going into commodities, going into metals, pork bellies, grain, water. And the few stocks they've stayed in have been technology and, of course, defense, military. So they've been pulling out while massively increasing, you'll notice, 3 years ago, the amount of television ads and radio ads and print ads pushing how great it is to get into the market, with the Federal Reserve and the Treasury dumping hundreds of billions a year in plunge protection team into the market to keep it up. Also dumping hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, over $700 billion, that was a month ago, into the different banks, just dumping liquidity, dumping credit and cash, just pouring it over the market, just to keep it up long enough for the big boys to position themselves into safe havens. Now, I was saying that, of course, 4 or 5 years ago, because I understand their game. They do it over and over again in the third world. They've done it here in the U.S. and Europe as well. We have their own documents: IMF, World Bank, EXIM, International Bank of Settlements, Davos Switzerland Forum discussions, Bilderberg Group leaks. But again, 2-3 years ago, multiple articles in the Financial Times of London, nowhere else. And I'm telling you, that's the paper. You'll see spin on it, but it'll tell you the truth buried in the pages, not even between the lines. That big institutionals were getting out and using their influence over central banks to keep it puffed up at 13, 14,000 to get all the schmucks in to replace the money that the big boys were pulling out. Will it cause the market to go down, to sit here and badmouth it? Absolutely. But when it finally crashes, what goes up must come down. It's going to only be that much worse for those of you that don't listen. Now, is that not saying that some stocks will stay up no matter what? Is that not saying that some things are going to go down and someday come back up? In fact, they may go down to 10,000 and then go back up to 14,000. But if you look at the trend, it's getting more and more volatile. If you study what happened in the year-long lead-up to the Great Depression in 29 and the call, the margin calls being called in, the people leveraged being called in, the speculative buyers being called in, the same thing happened. This is a gyrating, dangerous market, and just like Bob Chapman said when we were one of the first, quote, Patriot shows. In fact, Ted Anderson was the first to really start getting Bob Chapman back on the radio when he got out of retirement. I'm glad everybody else has duplicated that because Bob has such good info. But Bob told everybody to get out in early 2000. They did, when it was at its high, with true value, before the dollar had been devalued. You know, he told you to get out at 12,500 back when the market was still worth 12,500. Remember, it only has half its real value versus dollar purchasing power But a lot of people didn't listen. They jumped right back in, and I'm sure you've realized some profits. But if you greedily hold on to this thing, all the money is on you losing big time. So investors exiting stock funds are urged to wait. That's right. Wait, 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 wait. Wait while the stockbrokers and the rest of them flee. Pump more liquidity in while the government's pumping liquidity in before it drops. Please stay in. We want to leave you holding the bag. That's what the smart money's on. Could something else happen? Certainly. None of this is guaranteed. But you want to go where there's less risk. And with the media finally admitting recession, with Henry Kissinger and Davos, we have this audio we're going to play later, openly talking about global recessions and depressions, with CNN and the McLaughlin Group and Fox talking about depression now, with stock markets globally way down, with currencies going up and down on a wild roller coaster ride. This is not the time to be in the market. You think a couple thousand point drop was bad? That's with the rigged Dow Jones 30, where they only put the winning 30 in. And with the government pumping them up, have you looked at the other indexes? Again, I'm no expert on this. I interview the experts. And the people who've actually been right, not the talking heads that some of them are still telling you how wonderful the market is and stay in. Investors exiting stock funds are urged to wait. Recession fears drive market lower. Stocks fell for a sixth day on Wednesday as disappointing profits forecast from Apple and Motorola added to recession worries, pushing the NASDAQ across the threshold that signals a bear market. Continuing, oil drops below 88 as stock markets resume fall. Crisis far from over, even with emergency rate cut. Reuters, the Federal Reserve's huge emergency rate cut on Tuesday, did little to allay fears of a brewing U.S. recession. A recession? We're already in that. Even though panic selling in global stock markets has moderated. See, first they lied to you and told you we weren't in a recession and then all the fundamentals were great for the last couple of years while they were scurrying to position themselves in an actual policy-level report saying we were in red-level crisis. And then now they're telling you it's a recession when we are on the edge. It's like somebody who's had three heart attacks. They've got clotted, plaque-filled, fragile arteries and veins coming out of their heart. And basically, we've stuck the guy on a stair stepper, making him do an hour straight. Is an artery going to blow? I don't know. And they got the guy running up and down stairs. Many U.S. companies seem poised to weather downturn. And we have other reports here. This out of Reuters, putting out a mixed report. Stocks roller coaster, another nail in M&A coffin. Roller coaster stock moves make it hard to price assets and play on the nerves of company executives, which in turn makes it difficult to pull off mergers and acquisitions. So even though it's a fire sale of the few U.S. assets not in international hands, it slowed a bit because so many of the books are fixed. Let me just translate that for you. Poor still suffering from last recession. Reuters, many of the poorest people in the United States are still struggling to recover from the effects of a recession that ended 6 years ago, making them very vulnerable as the country stands on the brink of a new downturn. Then it goes into the Census Bureau and the record debt and the fact that we're becoming poorer and poorer. And how are we more poor than we were before the last recession? I mean, this is just all bull. Mexico stocks drop on U.S. economy concerns. Mexican stocks fell sharply on Wednesday as the peso weakened, as persistent worries about U.S. recession flooded a global sell-off of risky assets. That's why they're racing with a $100 million propaganda buy to tell us how sweet and loving all the illegal aliens are and how they love America. They just can't put down the Mexican flags because they got to get that amnesty in place before the total implosion. They got to bring down the gates, bring down the walls, bring down, they got to capture the keep, they've got to capture the stronghold before it all blows out. Sorry, it's going to blow out like a good fever, and that's going to burn a lot of this third world out of this country.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress for the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To explain what I was saying, the United States has had the illusion of prosperity as the global architects leveraged us out, got the nation, the corporations in debt, offshoring to accelerate. Now we've got over 30 million illegal aliens, tens of millions of legals, over a million legals coming a year, about 3 million illegals. We always talk about Latin America, not because we hate Latin America, but because Latin America has been invaded and dominated by the U.S. and hates us. I mean, that's just a historical fact for those that don't know. And, you know, my wife speaks fluent Spanish, and the trips I've been down to El Salvador, I've been down to southern Mexico, I've been down to Honduras. And I'll tell my wife, you know, ask them what you think of the U.S. when we're sitting there buying ice cream or buying, you know, beach towels or whatever. And we hate the U.S. Ask them about La Reconquista. And there I was at the tour bus by some pyramids, and they were just laughing, saying, we will destroy the U.S. We will bring you down. We have overrun you. It is our country. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, that's on the Guatemala border. And then I'm just supposed to get on air and go, oh, Mexico loves us, and oh, Mexico's buying $100 million worth of ads to propagandize. You turn the news on every night, there's these sad sack stories about the poor immigrants who can't get reunited with their families in Mexico or south of Mexico, and how mean America is and how bad we are. And so a really bad recession or depression will actually heighten the pain that the illegal aliens on welfare, sucking off the system, getting free hospital care, free births, and that will bring it to a mega head. That's what we need. I don't want a recession. I don't want a depression. But for the nation, it is the best thing on the issue of sovereignty. Now, the SPP has openly stated in public documents and on television and C-SPAN, Robert Pastor and others, so they call it Security and Prosperity Partnership, that, oh, next time there's a terror attack, we're going to totally get rid of the borders and have a continental security perimeter, as they said on Nightline 1 week after 9/11. And more immigrants is the answer, and that's the answer for the economy. But no one is going to buy that when they're competing with illegal aliens in the street for the low-level $10, $5 an hour ratio jobs. And so it's like a really bad fever. You know, when you've got strep throat and big bloody rot holes in the back of your throat, there's a reason you get 104 fever. Your body heats up because those bacteria can't live in that incredible heat. And it's the same thing in the body politic here. Massive heating up, massive breakdown is going to bring it all to a scrofulous head. It's going to bring it all, it's going to bring that poison of the New World Order, flooding us with people that will work for nothing. And again, they're not the poison. It's their byproduct of lowering wages. Just like bacteria aren't what make you sick generally, it's their waste. It's their byproduct. And if you see the world and a nation as a living, interconnected creature, you begin to understand how the New World Order sees societies. They've done everything they can to weaken us, everything they can to bring us down. And so there are some fringe benefits to all of this. As the economy implodes, everyone's going to remember Ron Paul for 30 years talking about how the central bankers designed it. They're going to read him in the Dallas Morning News and the LA Times in the last 2 days, both with stories about how Ron Paul blames the Federal Reserve, and then he lays it out. They're going to remember me 10, 12, 13 years ago on air. They're going to remember 20 years. 30 years ago, G. Edward Griffin. They're going to remember Aaron Russo talking about it. They're going to remember everybody talking about it. They're going to remember Jack Blood talking about it. They're going to remember John Stadtmiller talking about it. They're going to remember Mark Hornke talking about it. They're going to remember just anybody you can name in this movement talking about it. Laying out exactly what was happening, exactly what was developing. They're going to remember Bob Chapman talking about it. They're going to remember Senator Bob Smith talking about it. They're going to remember all of these tens of thousands of people that prominently understood the globalist plan and who exposed it. I mean, there's so many countless others who have exposed exactly what is happening now, exactly what is unfolding now, and it's going to be painful. But if we're there to educate and remind people as it happens, the liberty movement, the freedom movement is only going to grow that much faster. They're going to remember Ted Anderson talking about it. They're going to remember Jack Brownrigg talking about it. They're going to remember all of these people talking about it and breaking down exactly who was behind it, what they were doing, and what was going to happen. More key financial news straight ahead, right here on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar crying, cussing, moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
We're winning a lot of key benchmarks in the fight against the globalists. Most people now are aware of false flag, inside job. That's entered the main vernacular, the nomenclature. It's now a societal meme. Folks now know about the shadow government. They know what the New World Order is. And remember, we once had to wake up ourselves, many of us. Many of you listening today, and you know how their awakening then accelerates once they start down the path of reality. Robert, Wayne, Russell, Steve, Brian, others, your calls are coming up. Then we have John Taylor Gatto, education expert, for his third visit with us to recap the history of education, mind control, dumbing down, and then get into their modern systems. We got up to about the 50s. Then we'll spend the second half talking about solutions to fight this. Very, very important. Then in the third hour, I'm going to open the phones up again. In the last 30 minutes, I'm going to air a clip of a great little presentation I saw that's all dead on, exactly accurate, that I saw on YouTube. I'm going to play 10 minutes of that. Then I'm going to play about 15 minutes of in-game blueprint for global enslavement. So that's coming up in the final 30 minutes of transmission today. Now I want to continue with the financial news. Let me just quickly read through Paul Joseph Watson's article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Let market crash now or face financial train wreck. Experts encourage facing reality that stocks are overvalued due to weak dollar. But Fed's set to continue with dangerous sweeping rate cuts, massive infusions of liquidity. The Fed continued obsession with slashing interest rates and printing money in order to maintain the facade of a grossly overvalued stock market, while the dollar collapse is precipitating a financial holocaust worldwide. Yuppies need to cut their losses and accept a soft crash now or place the very pillars of American economy in danger. Sentiment is widespread that yesterday's shock 75 basis point cut in the federal funds rate serves only to instill more panic in the already fragile environment, doing more harm than the extra liquidity in the financial system can compensate for. Some experts are actively encouraging a stock market crash now so as to allow the system to bottom out, rather than sliding down the same path towards fiscal Armageddon in 2 or 3 years. And by the way, that's on the outside. It could happen any day, any month. Generally, they say middle of the year, end of the year, because the credit cards are coming due, everything's coming due, the states are saying, hey, you AAA-rated junk for their pension fund investments, and they just keep dumping money that only devalues it further. Clem Chambers, CEO of ADF, Europe's number one stocks and shares website, writes in Forbes, in many ways, the best thing that could happen now would be a quick crash. By the way, we've been saying that for months. A lot of professionals are praying for the so-called puke because that would set the bottom for a recovery and signal the worst is over. Yeah, just get the fever, get it up high, let it break instead of giving the kid Tylenol so they're sick for a whole week to keep the fever down. A short, sharp shock would be good for everyone. Recovery is better than sickening. Exactly. This is a long, dark night, as Dr. Roberts told you yesterday. The long, dark winter, or would you rather just go jump in the cold water once and run back in by the fire? But see, the globalists don't want that. They want this long squeezing, this long unraveling. Chambers says that outlook is bleak through the end of 2010, and that without this puke, as it's called in the industry, the second leg of the credit crunch could lead to a financial train wreck. See, the subprime is only the beginning. To a financial train wreck, this is a quote, on a scale not seen by the current generations. We're talking depression, baby. By the way, I forgot to ask you, John, I'll do it now. Did they send you that Kissinger clip yet? Asked him. He said he was working on it, grabbing just the clips out of it. It's a long interview with Kissinger talking about global recessions. Facing the reality of that fact, the stock market is grossly overvalued due to the weakness of the dollar and is due a severe correction seems impossible to accept for the yuppies who have buried their heads in the sand and consumed establishment propaganda that the country and the economy was in good shape for the past 3 years. This is why the Fed's policy of continually lowering interest rates to artificially prop up the stock market by devaluing the dollar looks set to continue with a 2.5% level expected to be in place by spring. We now expect the Fed to cut another cumulative 100 basis points off interest rates. The next installment will probably come at the formal meeting on January 30th, another 25-50 basis points. We would expect to see a 2.5% by April meeting, predicts Nigel Galt, chief U.S. economist at forecasting body Global Insight. But by continually slashing rates in vain, attempt to rescue the illusionary strength of the stock market. That's because it's bought with cheap dollars. Really, it's 6,000 or lower. The Fed will sacrifice the dollar, which will in turn dissuade foreign investments from buying U.S. stocks anyway. So it's killing the golden goose, which is what they want. They want to take it over. But they want you to think they did everything they could. This is sick. As writer Dave Lindorf explains in his latest column, the Fed is in a trap. It cannot cut interest rates much more without causing a collapse in the dollar, which because of this huge U.S. trade imbalance and all those consumer goods and raw materials, especially oil that are imported, would lead to serious and potentially dangerous inflation. It's already here. What are they talking about? And there is another constraint with the current rate cut. The U.S. now has the third lowest interest rates in the world. If the Fed makes another cut, as it has hinted it might in a week or so, only Japan would have a lower interest rate environment. They've been in 12 years of recession, I would add, than the U.S. that makes the dollar a very undesirable currency for foreign investors, which means they won't hold dollars. And they won't want to hold U.S. stocks. Yet if the Fed doesn't cut interest rates even further, the stock market will continue to plunge, which again discourages foreign investors from pouring their money into the U.S., which in turn puts downward pressure on the dollar. The Bush chickens endless deficits as far as the eye can see, and a $2 trillion military debacle that has no end in sight and is a sucking money out of the economy like a giant industrial vacuum cleaner are coming home to roost, he concludes. If the Fed really was interested in preventing long-term fiscal Armageddon and hyperinflation, the yuppies would be forced to cut their losses, eat humble pie, and see their stocks reduce to their true value. The dollar would survive, and the fundamental economic pillars would remain in place for a genuine recovery after 2010. Yeah, that's the good side. This would be the best medicine for the vast majority of hard-working, tax-paying Americans. But as we are painfully aware, Bernanke, Paulson, and the like only have the interest of their bosses at heart, and for the elite, economic chaos and a possible depression, as occurred in 29, only benefits a long-term plan to bankrupt and pillage America, strip-mining it to fulfill their own wicked agenda. Excellent article. Get it out to everybody, to every know-it-all, trendy-windy you know. Now, again, it is key to understand that the SPP, the NAU documents all state they plan this implosion. To then claim that a dollarization of North America, they're going to call it dollarization. Oh, look, Canada and Mexico are going on the dollar to strengthen it against the euro. They've been saying this since the 70s when they came out with this plan. They're following it. So, and then they will stop bad-mouthing the economy. They will then engage in financial actions that will make the economy recover. That's about 2-3 years out. Could be 4 years out. And then you'll have all the same know-it-all yuppies on the stair-steppers next to you at the gym shooting their mouth off about how great dollarization of North America and then Pan-America was. That is not the case. They have stated on MSNBC, they have stated all of this. It's been in mainstream news that they plan to wreck the dollar. They have to destroy it to build something new on its ruins. Joining us again with this financial analysis is Ted Anderson, and then your calls. Ted, you've been sitting there for 20 minutes while I've been going over these reports. Do you concur? Do you have anything to add?
I do. Alex, the only solution to the problem that we have going on right now with the United States dollar is to be rid of the Fed and get back to constitutional money, period. That is the only thing that will solve the United States' financial problems.
And we just so happen to have a man who's won all these economic awards, who has a plan, who's warned about all of this, and the media is cheating him, ignoring him, not even saying he's second place when he wins it. Mass fraud.
That is exactly right. That's the only, you know, Hillary right now is grabbing Ron Paul's quotes where we're borrowing money from the Chinese in order to fight the war. And now Hillary is saying we're borrowing money from the Chinese to buy Arab oil. Oh, my God. This woman wants to give away our country and she's trying to use Ron Paul's stuff to get elected. It just drives me nuts. Really does. We're financially heading to Armageddon. There's no way. I mean, we're in it right now. The frog is being boiled. There's no question about it. We got to get away from the Federal Reserve.
Well, here's the analogy. We're coming into Normandy Beach. The battleships and cruisers and troop carriers are 2 miles out, and the long guns are hitting a few of the ships, but missing most of the time. The spent artillery rounds are splashing in the ocean. harmlessly around us. But the troop carriers are now going in, and they haven't even gotten in within a mile yet. As they get in closer, they're going to be able to train those machine guns, the smaller howitzers on them, and then we're going to hit the beach, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Well, one of the most encouraging things I've heard is a Ron Paul supporter called me today, and he said he went to the grocery store, and there's a kid begging groceries about 17 years old. He says, did you ever hear of Ron Paul? He says, God, yeah. He says, it's the only hope for America we have. And that's a 17-year-old kid.
Well, I've been in California lately. I've been in Dallas. I've been in New York lately. All I see is Ron Paul stickers everywhere, not just in Texas. I see no one else's stickers or signs. People all over the country say they see the same thing. The media admits it. But magically, he's getting 10 points.
Well, that's what's going on right now. Maybe that's true. Maybe we've woken up about 15% of the people out there to this problem. The only issue is it's the young kids right now. The older people that have been living on the dole and are expecting Social Security bail themselves out when they retire, and all these, you know, you're right. It's about the yuppies that are in their 30s and their 40s. And
by the way, Ted, everybody has always said someday we're not going to get Social Security. Someday they're going to cheat us. We know back in the 90s they totally raided it and Clinton sucked it dry, quote, to balance the budget. That was a vapor, an illusion, a mirage in the desert, you know, in the Mojave Desert. But let me just make the announcement in case people don't know. Social Security is now gone. It is nothing more than a tiny supplement. If you have 40-plus percent, and that's just to last year, in the last 4 years of compounded cuts in Social Security payment in the value of that dollar, now it's 16% this year in the first month. It's trending for 16 on the year. If it continues, it'll be way over 20 points for the year. That'll be 60-plus percent reduction in purchasing value in 5 years on your check. That is effectively meaning that Social Security is now dead.
It was used to finance the federal spending for all those years. There's no money in that coffer.
But not just that, though. What I'm saying is, and I want your take on this, is if you got 40%, it's about to be 60% reduction in purchasing power on that Social Security check. The media hasn't told the retirees yet why they're starting to have to eat dog food. It's going to click. They're not going to be able to cover this up. What are they going to do?
Yeah,
if they increase the payments, it'll go bankrupt that much faster. And with all the baby boomers starting to retire, this is incredible.
Yeah, that's why you see the United States government doping the CPI figures. They want to keep the inflation numbers low because they have to increase Social Security payments based upon the CPI. And the CPI is just a big dog and pony show. I wish I could say a few other things about it, but I can't do it on the radio. So yeah, they're doping the numbers to make the inflation look lower, so they don't have to raise the payments to Social Security. You know, right now AARP should be suing the United States government for messing with the numbers, because the retirees who are expecting to have a living off of this thing they've been paying into all their lives are getting it right up the backside, if you know what I'm saying.
Ted, despite a 75 basis point cut, guess where the stock market is right now?
You know, I haven't had, well, let's take a look. I guess I pulled the number.
It's at 11,680.91 and dropping fast. We've only got 2 minutes left with you. I only give listeners the advice that I believe in. And for people that have the money, silver has not even moved yet. It should be at 100 for true dollar value. Gold should be at 2,500 to dollar value. Before gold races back up again, you've got gold at last week's price when it was lower. You've got silver at last week's price. Tell them about today's offer quickly, Ted.
Yeah, real fast. I do have the British sovereigns. They're at $240 per coin. We have the franc coin at $192. We have the silver dollars at $400 per roll, or $20 per coin. Silver's gone up over a buck. Gold is up over $20 since the prices that I put together on this particular package. We also have the $5 gold pieces at $327. All of those coins are due to go up. They've already gone up. It's just I've locked in a supply at the prices when we were sitting back down at $870 per ounce. rather than $890 per ounce. And now's the time to be moving on it, folks. I mean, you can see the dollar falling. It's the handwriting's on the wall. The Wall Street people are telling you that you got to cover yourself. Paul Craig Roberts yesterday, what a great interview. I mean, the man has credentials that would more than likely tell you to get into the stocks than anything else, and he's telling you it's a sinking ship, man. You got to cover yourself.
Chad, give him the number.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. And if you have your retirement tied up in the stock market, if you have money in the bank, if you have anything that's related to U.S. dollar and a lot of the foreign currencies as well, folks, you got to do something. And right now, if you're not afraid, you should be. Because
bottom line, Chad, this is rock bottom prices. You've had this network now for 11 years, and you literally are giving people a price that I happen to know. You make about $5 a coin on this that just pays for the brokers. This is an introductory thing we do for our listeners. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Or if you missed that number, go to MidasResources.com or GCNLive.com and get the number right there. It's the Alex Jones special, or you'll be paying today's price, 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Alex.
Folks, take advantage of this right now. 1-800-686-2237. Don't let them destroy all your value, all your investments. Don't let them rape you. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to about the war, the girl you knew the night before. But your powers will soon be altered the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the trip was true.
Money through Friday. From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Robert in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling.
All right, I want to talk about yesterday I saw Lou Dobbs on CNN with the Independence Day special he was having. And pretty much he was talking a little bit about the economic crisis. And not a lot, though. But he had a poll at the end of his show, and he didn't even include Ron Paul into the poll. And I was just... I can't understand it.
Well, Lou Dobbs, about 8 months ago, had Paul on for a short segment. He was doing that all week, interviewing different Republican candidates. And I know he has been besieged by people wanting him to be on the show, and he hasn't done that yet. And I did get some emails about that. I didn't confirm that for myself, but I believe you, Robert, and I think it's outrageous. I mean, we know Lou Dobbs is cashing in on people's anger about the globalist activities and open borders and dollar destruction. But then why isn't he giving them a solution? Why is he giving other candidates more attention?
Yeah, I know. And he was basically saying that nobody from either party was given a solution. But I know Ron Paul is the only one that's talking about the gold and the silver being the real money. And so it was just, it kind of outraged me a little bit. You know, me being a big... supporter of Lou Dobbs and everything. So,
well, contact Dobbs. Everybody should contact Dobbs and say, listen, have Ron Paul on. He's everything your show is. Thank you, Robert. By the way, network, I'm getting an unbelievable reverb feedback. Only reason I tell you is because it's hard to talk with it going. Oh, it's gone. Thank goodness. Wayne in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes.
Yes, hey, I want to talk to you there about... Well, I'm a small farmer here in Missouri, and I remember stories that my grandma used to tell me about the Depression and living through that and what was going on with that. And I was kind of thinking about, she told me how there was no money. Nobody had any money, and the way only anybody survived was through barter. Everybody traded to...
Well, I know in East Texas, where my dad's family's from, all the possums, all the raccoons, almost all the deer got killed. These were farmers, ranchers that knew how to take care of themselves, but they would have starved. And I mean even middle-class families like my dad's. And you can laugh at eating possum. People always make fun of country people. Oh, eating some possum. Well, you start starving to death. There's no food on the table. You better believe you'll eat possum. Now, my dad was born after the Depression. But my dad, you know, had a lot of black folks that were his friends that lived nearby who he'd visit with, like his nanny's family. And they were poor black people, and you better believe they were still eating possum, and my dad's eating it. And it's not funny. Now, we aren't an agrarian society. We aren't living in the country now. What are these people going to do when they don't have food?
Well, what I'm wondering about is what's going to happen if they get this animal ID passed through and the premises ID pushed through to where they control even all the small farms. There won't be anything to trade or barter, or nobody's going to be able to grow their own food.
It's amazing. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I was wondering, you've got that Talk Fest coming up.
Yes, sir.
Where you're going to be on with George Norrie, and I was wondering if maybe you could put a bug in George's ear there.
Stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.